Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It is the Big Lounge Show. I am Michael Horn. Glad to have you with us here nationwide and coast to coast here on the wonderful CRN Digital Talk Radio Network. And the star of our program is a guy we call the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the icon, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Hi, how you doing? Great to be with you. Is your volume?
Yeah, everything is great. We're having a good time here today on the show, so we'll get that squared away.
I'm asking you a question.
Yeah, it's fine. Everything's good.
All right.
So, well, we got a lot to talk about today.
Well, I'm fine. I'm going to say hi to my fans.
That's good. I want you to say hi to your fans.
Thank you. Everything's fine. You asked how I was doing. I'm fine.
Yes.
Could be better in some circumstances, but I won't go into that now.
No, it's here's the thing. This is the show where I want to try to bring you back into the NFL, because it seems like everybody that I'm reading about these days wants to come back and play for longer periods of time in the NFL. And I'm thinking...
Yeah, I noticed that Terrell Owens is 45.
He 45?
Wants to play. Oh, he's so brave at 45. Try it at 72.
Well, I think you probably are in good shape, Fred Dreyer, to come back in and surprise a few people. That's what I think.
Yeah, I've surprised them all right.
So I think, you've worked out. You've stayed in great shape. People that see you now say, Fred really looks as good as he used to look when he was playing.
You could still play, I'll bet.
Exactly, and I'll bet you could.
Yeah,
I'll bet mentally you could challenge somebody on that field, because you would bring it really well on there. That would be pretty good,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, well, you think so?
Yeah, I think you would be able to make a mark on the game. I believe it. So today we're going to talk about people that want to extend their careers, move the timeline down the line, and get your thoughts on that. Also, on the show today, I want to talk to you about a guy that's retiring, Chase Utley on the Dodgers. He's a former Philly fanatic, great player, and he's got some interesting thoughts, and I think they might mirror your opinions also on everything. So that should be pretty good here on the show.
What's his thoughts?
I don't want to. I'm just teasing it right now.
Can't be that extravagant.
It is extravagant. I think you will agree with his philosophy. That's what I think of what he's got. Now, if people want to
be home long enough to change your kids' diapers,
something like that. That's true. Now, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget to email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. And, of course, his website, freddreyer.co.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Ah, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint the...
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I noticed my neighbor place a broken lawn chair by his curb. Naturally, I repaired it on the spot using JB Weld Original Cold Weld Formula Epoxy, then took off my shirt and laid down to enjoy the sun. When the family came home and saw a guy sunning himself on their lawn, they yelled, "Hey you, get out of our yard!" But I know their hearts were yelling, "We were idiots for throwing that lawn chair away. Thanks for teaching us about conservation. Don't toss it. JB Weld it."
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Welcome back to the show. It is The Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, not the star of the show. I just make sure things move along. And that there is the star, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And at the beginning of the show, we had a little headphone problem. Here's what you see. On this show, we don't hold anything back. Fred tells you if he's in a good mood or a bad mood right from the get-go. And are your headphones fixed now, Fred?
They're perfect now.
They're good?
Yeah. Okay, it's good. I'm just can't tell you. I'm gonna write an essay.
Fred took his old headphones that were crackling, and you said you wanted Jose to give them to Tomas, and you wanted him to wear them while he was driving home?
I think it'd be good for him if he wore them home in the car, in the Mercedes, and one with the tape holding the hood.
Our crack production team, Tomas and Jose and Matt, doing a good job. The video is getting better and better every week. We got our new video system.
Yeah, it's very good, guys. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
Now, you were talking about in your life, you like to eat well. You had a mother that taught well how to prepare meals and do stuff. And so you're getting back to that now. As you get older, you're still following those guidelines and eating a great diet and exercising, correct?
Well, yes. But here's what's interesting, because if I didn't play athletics as a youth and as an adult,
right?
If I was just had a regular 9-to-5 existence, that diet, that philosophy that my mother instilled in me and my brother to a certain extent, but I'm primarily me. I'm talking about me. That. I would reap the benefits of it. I would still reap the benefits. But because I was, a professional athlete,
right.
I got to see firsthand the difference between that type of a diet, the preventative aspects of that diet, and all the crap that people normally eat in life. You know, football players, athletes can pretty much go ahead and eat all the crap they want, and they can go out because they're young, and they can burn it off and lift a bunch of weights, and they can get through it because they're young and they're strong and they're powerful. But for the things that I'm doing in life now, I realize that I'm so thankful that I had a mother that instilled in me that conversation. And here I am, my mother's, she passed, 20 some odd years ago, 24 years ago. And, she'd be 100 years old here this next coming year. And I'm 72, my brother's 74. And we still have a conversation about health, especially in the last 15 years.
Yes.
Everybody's talking about health care.
Good health, yeah.
And you know, just because you have insurance doesn't mean you have health care.
That's true. And it starts in the home. So here's the thing. Yeah, we're looking at the stories of the week here. Aaron Rodgers, now he's going to be 35 years old at the end of this year, yeah. Quarterback, of course, for the Green Bay Packers. And the guy from NBC Sports, Peter King, talked to Aaron Rodgers recently about a number of topics, and some of it was his future in the NFL. And Rodgers told King he wants to play until he is 40, and he still wants to be able to move around like he's been doing the past 10 years. He said, "I'd love to play to 40. I think, and this is a quote now, I think just that number means a lot. Obviously, Tom, meaning Tom Brady, is kind of rewriting the book. Brett Favre had a good season when he turned 40. My goal is to be able to move like I do or close to how I do and still be able to do that at 40. Just because nobody's been able to do that and still move around the same. Steve Young's career was cut short in his late 30s. John Elway the same. He didn't really move the same as when he was younger. So to be able to move the same way at 38, 39, 40 would be cool. That's my aim." Your thoughts, Fred Dreyer?
Well, that's wonderful that he feels that way. Then he should do it.
And it's possible, right, if you're doing the right diet and staying in shape?
Well, look, this isn't brain surgery.
Okay.
You know, it's, you know, whether or not you're around and you're able to play. You know, when people say that, I'm going to play till I'm 40. The real question is, will they let you play? It's their team.
Yes.
They hold the roster spot.
The owners,
you know,
the
you
team.
You know, what's his name? Tom Brady says, "I think I'm going to play till I'm 45.
Right.
And so, well, we'll see about that. You might feel like you can. But the team decides. We might decide to go another way.
Gotcha.
Remember, they came across this problem before. And it had nothing to do with Tom Brady's being able to play longer and to play efficiently. I mean, he's not going to be able to. He's not going to fall down when he backs up into his stance.
We hope not.
And to throw the ball. I mean, right. he has to be able to be mobile. You have. It's a young man's game. You've got younger and younger people, bigger and stronger and faster people coming after you all the time. So you know, when you've got this guy, this Jimmy Garofalo, who they decided, I think it's time this year, Tom. I mean, I know you want to play to your 42. You keep
but
telling
we
everybody.
Get this guy a little bit.
But we're going to play this guy.
Yeah.
And they go, "Well, wait a minute. You're going to screw up my plans because I told people I wanted to play
until exactly
I'm 5 years. I'm going to play five more years." Well, no, you're not. "Yeah, but I can play." Of course you can. We're going to let you play for Buffalo. So go over there and play. Go over and play for Miami. Go play someplace else. But we're going to play that guy because this program's going in that direction. So when someone says, like Aaron Rodgers, who's a fine quarterback,
yes,
he says, "Well, I'm going to play till I'm 40. Well, how old is he now? 35? He's only going to play five more years. He'll play. And if he can play, God bless him, and they want him to play, and he executes the way they want, then that's fine. But at some point in time, they've got to go out and draft, trade for,
backup.
Acquire his replacement, not just a backup. They got to get his replacement.
Well,
now, who's that going to be? Is it going to be Hundley, the kid from UCLA?
It could be.
Because is that where they're going to go?
We don't know.
Most teams would love to have a quarterback say, "Gee, could you not retire for another couple of years until we get your backup in place?" So those all things take.
Now he's getting older. Rodgers is getting old. He'll be 35 at the end of the year.
Yeah.
He's missed 16 games in 5 years.
Yeah.
And they say that's a little concerning. He's got two more years on his contract.
Yes, it is.
And if the Packers and Rodgers can't agree to a deal for 2 years, the Packers could place the franchise tag on him. The Packers believe Rodgers will be re-signed in the very near future. So he has some support, but that can go south. When you played, and you had a great career, all-pro defensive end with the New York Giants, and you were the heartbeat just on the squad for a second there with the Patriots, and then, of course, the great career with the Rams. They decided when you were going to leave. You thought maybe you're going to play longer, didn't you?
Well, in my case,
yes.
In my specific case, I was looking to get out because I was on the last couple years of my contract. I was 35 years of age, And so I figured, as a defensive lineman in this league at 35, playing 13 years, what benefit is it for them to say, yeah, we got to have you on the team, when they can go out and get someone, you know, who's 5-6 times cheaper than me and is bigger, stronger, faster, and is able to do the things that they want from that position. And so I knew that that was coming. And so when they decided, they came up to me and said, you know, we're going to release you. I said, fine, great. You know, let's push it down the road here. And the good thing is, you always want to be able to be ready for that. A lot of people
got to be prepared.
A lot of
it.
People aren't ready for
preparation.
That.
The key. It's The Lounge with Fred Dreyer and Michael Horn. We'll be back.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable. Less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal. That's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
We're back in the sports lounge. It was just a simple invitation, for gosh sakes. Got this chance to go to a screening to see Mamma Mia, and it's like very highly rated. And I suggested you join me because we're the team members here on the lounge show. And you start telling me that not your kind of movie and you want to go see The Equalizer. Well, so do I. I want to see
it's
all that.
It's liberal crap. Come on.
It's going to be a fine, feel-good movie. Mamma Mia, please. The ABBA music going in there. Mamma Mia.
A bunch of geschreying and crying.
So I guess that's a no. Bob Henry, maybe you'll go with me. Bob Henry might
go. There you go. Bob will go.
His daughter won't, but Bob Henry might.
Yeah. Well, why won't she go?
Doesn't like me. Terrell Owens is
understandable.
I understand totally. Thank you. Terrell Owens is moving to a return to professional football. Here's the big story. We already talked about Aaron Rodgers wanting to play till he's 40, and Tom Brady wants to go there. So T.O., here's a guy. He's got a legitimate interest in playing with the Canadian Football League. Your friend Vince Ferragamo had experience there, didn't he?
Yes, 60 years ago.
And just 1 year, right? He was there in 81 and then came back to the Rams afterwards. Is that what happened to Vince?
Yeah, that's what happened.
We love Vince.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's been an activation of a 10-day signing window with with one of the great teams in Canada. And I know we have a lot of listeners there, and I love the names. It's the Edmonton Eskimos. And there's a big Eskimo. Is that politically correct if they have an Eskimo on their uniform?
Well, you can't make fun of them.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But anyway, the Edmonton Eskimos is the team. And so Terrell is going to turn 45 in December. Whoa, now Aaron Rodgers is going to turn 35. Terrell's got 10 years on him. Last played Terrell in the NFL in 2010. And he did play in the American Flag Football League last year. He's a 6-time Pro Bowler honoree. So what do you think? This might be something that he could really opt into. And I'm thinking if he plays, there's a chance you could join the Edmonton Eskimos yourself.
Please. Do you know
that was just a thought?
Do you know, that's really
what do you think?
Bad thought.
What do you think?
Bad thought.
You think that's a good thought?
So T.O. is going to play in Canada?
Let me let you answer this all by yourself. Go ahead.
No. Is he actually going to do that?
Yes, he's actually going to. That's what he wants to do.
Well,
so your thoughts, Fred Dreyer.
He must not have a lot going on in life if he's going to do that.
You would be incredible. I've seen you. You're just you work out. You go through a regimen where you work out. You got the whole backyard of your place where that neighbor dog goes and bothers you. You got like a whole workout room back there where you like pump iron and then you also lift weights.
Yes.
Thanks to Loman and Barkley for stealing that joke year in and year out is good. All right, we got other news here to talk about. So this is.
But was that it?
That's it. I want to see if you'd come back and play. That's all. Terrell Owens.
No, of course not.
That's it. Now, there's a list out. You know, they had the most. By the way, who made Forbes' list as the most highly paid celebrity? And it was what's his name? The boxer is number one up there.
Mike Tyson?
Yeah. No. The last one was Conor McGregor's opponent there. Why can't I remember the champion there? It was boxing there with Conor McGregor.
Oh,
him. This is what happens when you get a couple of old guys in the studio.
Oh, man, that's really true.
Come on. It's the thing. Somebody will scream it out in the studio somewhere while we're struggling here. Where's our producers when we need them to give us information? So there's a new list here that came out according to the Forbes list. And yes? Yeah, Mayweather. Thank you very much.
Mayweather.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much, Jose. See, Jose's a boxing guy. He knows.
He does know. He was just walking down the hall.
He knows that in soccer. He took pity on us. Mayweather. Why do I remember Conor McGregor and not Mayweather, the champ, for God's sake? He made like $165 million dollars or something.
What's his first name?
Clay. So anyway, the Cowboys.
Floyd.
I know, Floyd Mayweather. So here's a list that came out now for the Forbes magazine again. And the Dallas Cowboys are now the most valuable franchise of all professional sports, according to this Forbes list of the most valuable franchises in the world. No team in any sport is worth more than the Cowboys, owned by Jerry Jones. It carries a value of $4.8 billion, with a B, dollars. The third straight year, the Cowboys have topped the Forbes list.
Well, what makes it so valuable?
It's America's team, right?
No. But what makes it so valuable?
I think they're in the championships.
You would think
they got
the
a good,
New York
good
Giants,
personnel.
The New York teams would be more wealthy.
You would think. But Dallas has always been, come on, what makes them?
Why do they have a history of being America's team?
They've got a history of winning. They've got good players. They've got great management.
They haven't won anything in the last 10 years.
People still think of them as a chance to really come out. If you're a Dallas fan, you're a Dallas fan for life.
I don't understand this. I mean, that's okay with me.
Forbes magazine. They made him number one. How much did I mean, what is it?
Everybody has a
$4.8 billion.
Well, the Rams are going to be worth about $4 billion when they get that stadium built.
The stadium's worth money too. I'll go over some of the people on the list here straight ahead. Don't go away. We're in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Fred, wave at everybody on the video. We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the star of our show. This guy right here, one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting superstar. And we're talking about expensive sports franchises. The Forbes list is out. And third year in a row, Cowboys number one. Dallas Cowboys, $4.8 billion. New England Patriots are on this list. They are in sixth place at $3.7 billion. The New York Giants, you mentioned? Here's my question. Yes.
Please.
Yes.
You see, they're considerably worth less, and they've won way more Super Bowls than the Dallas Cowboys.
Of course, and they're worth $3.6 billion.
Yeah, and I would like to know why.
Well, it's got to do with the stadium. It's got to do with the fans. It's got to do with how much money they make, you know. And so look at the Cubs. They didn't win anything for years, and they were still one of the great franchises of all time.
I'm not satisfied with this answer.
Well, then I'll think of another one and give it to you in a second.
Right.
$4.8 bill for the Cowboys. Patriots, $3.7. Giants, $3.6. Washington, $3.1.
Two-way tie. Yeah, three-way tie there.
The San Francisco 49ers, $3.05. The Rams, $3.0 billion. You think they'll go up? I think so, too, with the new stadium.
Yeah.
The Bears, $2.85 billion. They're 17. Number 19, the Houston Texans, $2.8. The Jets in New York, number 21 at $2.75 billion. Eagles are worth $2.65 billion, number 22. Number 23, the Broncos from Denver, $2.6. And the Miami Dolphins, number 25, $2.58 billion. The Edmonton Eskimos did not make the list.
See, these are all handicaps that the people in the finance world, you know, this is like a chatter. That these guys have nothing to do, decide that they're going to handicap. Let's handicap what the football teams are worth. The Jets are right there in the same stadium with the Giants.
But the Giants are much more. They pull more in the area.
Well, the Jets do.
Okay, then they all sell out.
They all sell out. But my point here's my question: the Cowboys and the Patriots, the disparity between the value of those two teams is kind of like the disparity between the Jets and the Giants.
But TV rights are in all this thing, the amount they play their players, what the worth is.
Everybody has the TV rights.
Yeah, but some of it's worth more.
That's why they're worth billions.
TV rights, the Yankees' TV rights probably worth more. But a lot of people watching the Yankee games over some of the other teams. Now, if we can for a second, this gentleman here, Chase Utley, is retiring at the end of the season from the Dodgers. Had an illustrious career with the Philadelphia Phillies, now play with the Dodgers. Here is his philosophy, and this is the reason I'm talking to you about this, because I think this is gone from baseball.
Should write this down.
He said, here is what he says, his philosophy: minimize all injuries, play until the echo of the whistle or up to the margins of the rule book, work until and past exhaustion, do that, and you create a brand more delible than any self-designed logo. So, in other words, if you work hard, you create your own brand that's better than any logo or anything you play for. This guy's a hardworking guy. Plays to the edge. Plays the rule book. Broke a guy's leg sliding into second base. He doesn't like all these wimpy rules in baseball.
Problem. That was his fault.
Yeah, but it's like Chase Utley plays the game to the utmost because he wants to win.
Well, and they all do. They all want to win.
Yeah, but they Chase Utley more than others. He's a leader on the team because you can see that in the way, you know, he's not the greatest player. He's not the worst, but he's going to give you everything he's got when he's out there.
Yeah, of course.
And so you want that guy. Dodgers will probably keep him around as a coach or something afterwards. He wants to retire. Chase does to spend more time with his kids and be a full-time dad. But I'm just saying, I think baseball's got a lot of wimpy rules in it, and the Chase Utleys of this world are not going to be around anymore.
Well, it's interesting you bring this up because I'm watching the Dodger game the other day, and I watching the Angels series.
Yes,
from Dodger Stadium, and Bellinger hits a double.
Yes,
he's on second base. He stands up off of second base and dusts himself off, and he now starts to. The next batter comes up. The pitcher goes straddles the mound, and he toes the rubber, and he goes into a stretch. And here comes Bellinger. He comes loping off of second base, and the guy,
pitcher,
turns around, throws it to the shortstop, and picks the dope off by about a foot and a half.
Got picked now, off the base.
Now that would never happen to Chase Utley.
Exactly. Now, he's going to have his eyes focused on that pitcher, like, you know, he's ready to go.
This is what you're talking about, I believe.
Yes, that's who I am.
There are people, and I've seen this up close. There are people who do not look when they're supposed to be looking at something, taking in information. I always ask people, "What are you looking at? What do you mean?" That's not the question I want. I'm not looking for that question when I ask you, "What are you looking at?" And you say, "Well, what do you mean? What am I looking at?" If you ask someone that question on the field during play,
right,
and they give you that answer, you're with the wrong people.
I agree with you.
You're with the wrong people.
They're not, their mind is not into where the game should be. And we can take a lot of comments on this, and we will. Please email them to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Could be our question of the week. Fred Dreyer, FredDreyer at crntalk.com. And also go to his website, freddreyer.co, and get his movie Highway 395. That'll be a good one for you as well.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com, your team, your community.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95. Plus, earn double O rewards points. Protect your engine from sludge and wear and increase performance with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind. But the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With music from the islands, here on the Sports Lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, brings you back and reminds you the star of our show is a gentleman who's from the islands.
Yes.
Right off the coast of Long Beach. I think it's called Catalina.
Terminal Island.
The one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Were you as a kid, did you go to Terminal Island? Did you go to Terminal Island?
Yes,
and
I did.
Also go out to, did you go to Catalina?
I knew somebody who was in Terminal Island.
Really?
You know what Terminal Island is.
Yeah, that's the incarceration place.
That's prison place,
yeah, Terminal Island.
It's a good place out there.
Yeah. You don't hear about many escapes out of there, do you?
No, you don't.
It's kind of like the Alcatraz of our day.
Yeah.
Welcome back here to the show. So just to wrap things up, Chase Utley, the last of, a dying breed of baseball because he gives it his all. Not that other players don't, but Chase just really lives, breathes the game. He doesn't like these, you know, you want to walk a player and you blink and they just said, oh, point to first base. Throw the ball. You might throw a wild pitch or something. That's part of the game. My gosh, he spends so much time reviewing stuff now in baseball. It drives you crazy. And this guy here in TV timeouts, you looked and you were looking at the opposite side. And if you saw the coach taking a long time to talk a play, you know it was going to be some kind of a pass or a run if it was longer.
Well, here's what it is.
What is it?
I watch all the information that comes from the opposing sideline.
Right.
The head coach is talking to the coordinator. The coordinator is talking to either the quarterback on a timeout, or he's getting ready to send a play in through the halfback, tight end, or running back. We already talked about that. So I watch when that guy comes out. I watch when he comes off. And the coach sends him out, and he runs into the huddle. He gets into his huddle, and everybody gathers around him. And what I try to do at that time is I try to push myself in a way to where I can look through the arms and the legs and the bended elbows and stuff to see the guy, the quarterback, listening to the play being told to him by the halfback that came in. And then he turns to the team and looks up into the huddle and calls a play. You know, red right, power screen left, 33XY to the post. Boom. That's the play. And then they ready on two, ready break, and they come up to the line of scrimmage. Well, if I can see how long it takes him to do that.
Right, to say what the play is.
It tells me it's either a run, because it takes less to describe a run.
Right.
Because there's less parts, or if it's longer, it could be a pass, which takes more because you have to tell everybody what to do.
Where are you going to go? You're going to go here. You're going to go here.
I don't know how it is today with the play calling.
But in your
today,
day, that was.
But that's what it was. So I watch what that is. Now it's a series of deductions. If in fact that's true, if it's going to be a run, now I have to look where are we on the field? Are we on the far hash mark? Are we inside our 50-yard line? Are we across midfield? Are we in their territory? Are they coming out? What personnel? You have two tight ends, one tight end. Okay, what's going to happen? So when they come out of the huddle, I watch to see if the tight end comes my way. If he does not come my way, then I have to worry about any down blocking. But I immediately go from the progression of the tight end going away from me to the offensive tackle coming toward me and the near back behind him. And so all of that information tells me how it's going to impact me personally. And is it split backs? Is it is the running backs to my side? Is it away from me? Is the tackle up on the line of scrimmage? Is he split out? Is he back off of the ball? Do I sense there's going to be a play pass? So there's all this visual information.
All this
it just goes on and on and on. So it happens all the time. It happens every play, every game. Every
but you're
year.
Looking at this during the TV 10 out, and a lot of guys are looking in the stands. Game.
I'm looking at all the stuff. I'm looking at all the stuff that's being mounted against me.
Yep.
Us.
Yes.
And so that to me was the game. You know, the ball snaps and you make the play, whatever it is. But to me, the fun part of the game was the puzzle of putting it all together. And that's what Utley is talking about here with the Dodgers.
He's saying, you know, once again, when you're talking about this stuff, his philosophy is that minimize all injuries, play until the echo of the whistle or up to the margins of the rule book. That means push it to the limits. Work until and past exhaustion. Do that and you create a brand more delible than any self-designed logo. You become that brand and you become this guy, Chase Utley, who had a World Series ring, who was in playoffs, who really made the thing happen and make stuff happen when it pops.
See, this is interesting to me because he's on that team. He had a big impact the last 3-4 years.
On the Dodgers.
He's been on the team.
Corey Seager, the shortstop, was kind of tutored by.
Yes, he was. And they have great respect for Utley. But what's interesting, the last commercial break, I said that Bellinger got picked off. You know, that's very un-Utley-like.
Right.
And so I wonder... How many people are... It's an insult to Utley. You see, there was another play earlier in the game where Utley was on first base, and the pitcher came in and he threw the ball to the plate. It was in the dirt, and it scooted away from the catcher. Utley was gone.
Gone. He saw that and he moved.
He didn't hesitate, meaning he watched it come out of the pitcher's hand and he watched it. He was anticipating the thing getting away. And as soon as he saw the catcher lose control, he was gone to second base.
We'll miss Chase Utley, a great competitor. Maybe he'll join us on the show. Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer in our fan mail segment. Pam is writing to you. Fred says fans with access to the Decades Network can binge watch 44 episodes of Hunter from the 20th through the 29th in July. That's pretty good.
That's excellent. I'm glad I know that. You know, I've been trying to find how I can watch some of these things, and I don't know how to do that.
Ashley said, Fred is like fine wine, gets better with age. I still watch him on TV. I love his hands. No, I'm not weird. What about your hands that is attractive?
No, I think
they don't look too attractive
to me. Very utilitarian.
Yeah, it looks like maybe if I got
to
put
you were to buy a new Jeep, you would have a set of these hands.
Yeah, and maybe you could put the rock wall up in my backyard.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Stevie says, hi, Fred. Hope you had a great week. I hear you're a cigar lover.
Yep.
What are your favorite cigars to smoke? How often do you partake? Keep up the good work. We love you.
I love La Gloria, Christoph, Punch, Oliva G, all Maduro wrappers, all aged wrappers. I smoke often, 4 or 5 times, 6 times a month. I try to keep it relegated to that. I don't want to get too crazy, but...
You enjoy a good cigar.
I smoke probably a couple cigars a week, I'd say.
And do you sip on maybe some port or something when you do it?
Every once in a while I do. I'll have a nice evening sunset by myself, and I'll take a peek at the cigar wrappers, and then I'll take a look at what's going on.
It's a relaxing moment for you.
With my luscious life.
More emails coming up a little later in the show, but in the meantime, jot down our address so you can send Fred an email. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. F-R-E-D is your Fred, D-R-Y-E-R, Dreyer at crntalk.com. We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, and the sports fanatic here. So let's do a little basketball news. You know, the big news, of course, in the offseason, LeBron James coming to the Lakers. And there was a side note today, and Fred, you had a thought on this. Lonzo Ball is going to undergo arthroscopic surgery on his left knee, and they had a little note about this. And you think that... that LeBron James is going to help with that Lonzo Ball, LeVar Ball, the father situation. Am I right?
I do. I don't think LeVar is going to be an issue.
The old man, right?
Yeah, the old man. First of all,
the dad.
Let's just get some altitude on all that.
Yes.
The old man, LeVar, means well.
The dad.
He does.
Yes.
His sons are now flowering into fine young men who have the potential and the ability to make and earn lots of money and stardom. So he's going to ride that for whatever it's worth. Okay.
Right.
So, but now that you have
LeBron,
a big fish coming in, the biggest, who's going to come in there, he's going to have more influence on an everyday basis over
Lonzo
Ball, that LeVar is going to be pushed into second place. You know, I mean, LeVar is going to be pushed and maneuvered away from the impact zone of his son, and so you've got I think a great opportunity to have LeBron impact LeVar.
To be like a father figure to Lonzo.
To Lonzo.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would be a father, a brother figure, probably more so a brother figure, but he would have his attention and he would learn a lot and it would galvanize the team when the team sees the impact that LeBron has on Lonzo. I don't think you're going to have any problems with Lonzo. I think he's going to rise to the occasion. If anything, you know, the old man, LeVar might get a little jealous, but that's up to them. That's going to be okay. But he's going to be a buffer between the coach and ownership. That's what he's going to be.
LeBron will be the
buffer. He'll be the focal point.
Yeah.
So anytime if the old man gets out of line, it's going to reverberate through the team and through LeBron. And so I think it's going to be the best of all things for the team and for Lonzo.
Finally, in the hockey news, the it didn't take long for Marc-Andre Fleury to fall in love with his new hometown, Las Vegas, the new hometown where the Golden Knights are playing, because they almost won the Stanley Cup, and apparently he's agreed to a contract extension. So they've got their Marc-Andre Fleury locked in at the Golden Knights, and the Golden Knights almost bankrupt the town of Las Vegas when they had these 200-to-1 odds of a new franchise expansion team making it to the Stanley Cup finals and winning. They almost did. They were in the finals, but they lost.
I would move to Vegas if I had a reason to.
You would?
Yeah, I think so. I think I might be ready to split at least half the time over there.
And go to Vegas, huh?
Yeah.
Well, let's take a road trip up there. You ready to go up there with me just to kind of look around at places?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll go see Dennis Bono and see his show at the South Point Hotel.
And Sonny?
No relation.
No relation.
No, you get confused on that.
How about Cher? Should we go see Cher?
No. She's, by the way, in Mamma Mia, if you changed your mind.
That's the reason I'm not going.
That's why you're not going. Okay, that's good. Hey, if you miss anything, log on to our website if you could, please. And that's the Lounge with Fred Dreyer. Check it on out, the Sports Lounge. And we're out of time. If you miss anything, just log on to that website at crntalk.com and take care of it. Yeah, wow. I want to remind everybody they should go ahead and talk to you, by the way, at Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and also send them an email, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Final segment of the show, and we have a few more fan mails here for you. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. Peter says, Fred, did you watch the All-Star game? What did you think?
I did watch it. I watched the Home Run Derby the day before. I thought that was kind of interesting. I watched the game. 10 home runs. That's a record.
A lot of long balls.
Yeah, they just hit. That's the sport today.
That's it, isn't it? That's the new baseball.
You either strike out or you hit a bunch of home runs. But the fans love it, and that's the whole idea.
Bryce Harper beat out to Kyle Schwarber in the Home Run Derby, but there wasn't even any, you know. The other day I was watching, I think it was a Dodger-Angel game myself, and there was like a bunt that was placed down, and the guy beat it out, and it was like refreshing to watch somebody bunt to get on base.
Or move the guy from first to second,
yes.
Second to third. You know, exactly. Play small ball, as they say.
Yeah. Pam says, good lounge last week. Interesting sports updates as always. Mr. Dreyer tells the best stories. Pizza and screwdrivers are quite a combination to avoid.
Oh, yeah,
and
she
says, loves it when you talk about filming Hunter. It's your favorite series. She said, you mentioned a scene where McCall should tell Hunter to be careful, but Stephanie Kramer didn't. I remember in one episode she did, and Hunter responded, I always am. Is that why she stopped saying it?
I must have. If my fans say I said it, I said it.
By the way, Heroes and Icons, she says, has 2 hours of Hunter on Saturdays. That's what I'm going to watch. Never get tired of watching it over and over again.
Is that on Dish? I think it is on Dish and DirecTV?
And on cable systems, Heroes and Icons. Yeah.
Well, I don't get it then.
You have Spectrum. You have Spectrum. Yeah, I think you get it.
I don't think I do.
Well, I'm going to look it up for you.
Okay.
All right, so the All-Star game you kind of sort of liked a little bit, and I was sort of bored with it, you know. I liked the home runs. But there was too much goofing around. They had microphones on the players, and the guys in the box booth are talking to them. I mean, that's sort of dumb, isn't it?
Well, I thought about that for a minute. I figured that, you know, I don't dislike what they did. I thought that the guys they talked to were pretty interesting. I liked them. They were glib, and they were fine. But I wish the questions would be different.
All right, final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer, as we close out the show. Anything to tell our audience?
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you every week, and then I'm very upset when I have to leave, like I am right now. But we'll see you next week.
Go to his website, freddreyer.co. Email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.